soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on December 29, 2014. Just the other day, I was thinking about how the world, the public, the masses, just people in general, have no clue about what to do, how to approach spiritual life. There's a lot of assumptions, a lot of presumptions, a lot of false ideas that people have. If they are so inclined for one reason or another, or perhaps God is drawing people to Jesus, because you cannot come to God unless you be drawn to the Lord. No one comes to the Father except you be drawn. So the Lord must draw you, because it's a foolish thing. It's carnal to the, it's contrary to the carnal mind, the things of God, the belief that God exists, that God would send his Son to bear our sins, to save us, is foolishness. The preaching of the cross, the world thinks it's crazy, nuts. But this is what God has ordained, the proclaiming of the gospel of the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ crucified, that there is no other way of salvation but in his name, that Jesus Christ bore our sins in his own body, was killed, and for 3 days he was buried, and after 3 days he was resurrected by the power of God, according to the scriptures. And this is the gospel. If you have repentance and faith in this, it'll save you. God will save you. Whoever you are, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But there's a religious world, religious institutions of various kinds and types, just as many as fast food restaurants. Pick a flavor, pick a restaurant. Tacos, burgers, Chinese, Mexican. Then there's myriads of each of those, and they're on every corner. But so are churches, institutions of man of every kind, flavor. This is the way it was with ancient Israel. God sent his Son Jesus to his own people, and his own people received him not. The whole Old Testament is filled with God's dealing with these people, Israel and Judah, and it was written down for our learning, for our admonition, that we'd learn from their ways and not go that way. But it's sad to say that over the last 2,000 years, it's rare to find people that will follow Jesus, that will come out of the world and follow Jesus, make him their head, make him their Lord, and follow the Lord. It's recorded in the scriptures how Jesus was outraged, filled with indignation, when he came about the temple and the business racket that was going on at the time, as people came from all over the world at the appointed time called the feast to celebrate the various feasts of the Lord, Passover, Tabernacles, Pentecost, and they would exchange their monies and buy sacrifices to participate in the religious system, the temple. When Jesus saw the money changers and all the things that were being bought and sold, he took cords, whipped them, kicked over the tables and the money changers, scurried out the animals, and said, "You've made my Father's house a den of thieves and robbers." He was completely filled with wrath. There are innocent people that need God, that love God, that are seeking God. They don't know any better. This is my point. People don't know any better. They think this is what you do, is you go to the temple, or you go to the church, you go to a building, you belong to an institution of man. And what you will find if you do that is you'll find out how odd it is, how opposite it is, how it's a system that was completely rebuked by the Lord. The Lord walked away from it. And as he did with Shiloh, he wrote Ichabod, and his glory had departed. With the false watchmen, the false shepherds of Ezekiel 34, where there were those that were spiritual leaders, but they were ripping off the people, harming the people, not healing them, not delivering them, not visiting them, not knowing them. And the same is true today. We're warned by the apostles that in the last days, the false ministries will make merchandise of you, and with feigned words, they'll twist the words of God, use the words of God, offer a business, and make merchandise of you, and they will depart from the Lord and introduce false doctrine. My point is that people don't know any better. They're ignorant. It takes a miracle of God to get you on the right track. Now, this is in Ephesians 4:17 and following. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you've not so learned Christ. I love this text because it's very clear. It shows you the state of the minds of the people. It's very serious, very dire. Vanity is emptiness, uselessness, waste. The people esteem things that are just base and even an offense to the Lord. Their understanding is darkened. See, it takes the Holy Spirit to illuminate. They're alienated from the life of God through ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart. And then it talks about how they've just gone the way of the world. Or like Babylon that gives the whole world a cup of fornication and abomination to drink. And the world becomes drunk with her wrath of her fornication. And this is where we're at today. But Paul says, you've not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. That's Ephesians 4:21. This is the whole point of the kingdom of God, is that you would learn of Jesus, that you would come to Jesus, that you would follow Jesus. But the religious system, the scammers, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, the Herodians, are the ones that run the business of religion. They are the ones that build a temple made with hands, with brick and mortar. They form institutions of man, and they have a whole scripting of the words they will use to pacify people, to give it some semblance of realness. But they don't know the Lord. I dare say people think you go to a church, but you need to go to Jesus. People think you need to follow a pastor or a leader, but you need to follow Jesus. You need to be taught by him. In recent days, I just had the amazing illumination through the Holy Spirit about Paul being a Pharisee of the tribe of Benjamin, and concerning the law, blameless. He really knew it. He had the Pharisee religious thing down to the point he was killing Christians, thinking he was doing God service. This is in Philippians chapter 3. Paul in verse 4 said, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. He goes, I was circumcised the eighth day, the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. This is a really profound. Because Paul knew both sides of religion. He knew the racketry, the merchandising of the people. He was very familiar with all those things that Jesus talked about the Pharisees. How they love the greetings in the marketplace. They love the chief place in the synagogue. They love the titles. They love the greetings. They love long prayers. They love to be held in esteem by man. They extorted to the point where they had devoured widows' houses by ripping them off, by taking their money. They put people in bondage. They eclipsed the Lord. They took position that was only for the Lord. Even Ezekiel 34 said there would only be one shepherd over the flock. Jesus told his disciples that he trained for 3.5 years. Do not let anyone call you rabbi or rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. And don't call anyone father, father, for one is your father, even the Father. Don't call anyone a title, because that equips to a super spirituality, a position of authority that only belongs to Jesus Christ. And don't be calling people a title like Father, because one is your Father. And don't call anyone Master, because you can only have one Master, even Jesus Christ. So what I'm showing you is Paul was a Pharisee. He was righteous in his own way. He was religious. He was a scammer. They worked with Rome. They worked with the government. Everything is done on a calculated reaction, a public reaction to their deeds. They do not know the Lord. It's religion. And this is why they become blind. God had shut the eyes of the prophets, the seers, and the rulers of Israel, Isaiah 29:10-13, because they would honor God with the mouth and draw near with the lips, but their hearts they had removed far from me, said the Lord. And the fear of the Lord was but a precept. Paul had something happen to him. One day, the resurrected, glorified Jesus appeared to Paul. Paul was thrown to the ground. He said, "Who are you, Lord?" What a sight that must have been. He isn't an angel. He's the very glory of the Father is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. "Who are you, Lord?" "I'm Jesus, whom you persecute." And the Lord called Paul, said, "I have a work for you to do." Paul was taught by Jesus. He turned from the religion. He turned from the religious system's teachings and the traditions of men, the doctrines of men, and turned to Jesus, the oracle of God, the word of God, and was taught by Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And this is what we are to be taught by the Lord. And this is what I say. The world doesn't know any better. They think you go to the temple. They think you go to the institution. They think you go to a pastor. They think you go to a man, a church on a and a building. And they don't realize that Jesus said, "Come unto me. I will teach you." The people, their mind is darkened. They're alienated from the life of God. They have blindness in their heart. But as they will come to the Lord and they start reading the scriptures, they little trickle of light, the light starts shining in their heart and they start growing in the Lord. And then they start saying, "Well, wait a minute. The Bible says one thing, but these leaders, pastors, they're teaching something different." That's called leaven. Shocking thing I read the other day. In the Gospels, Jesus, the resurrection and life, rose Lazarus from the dead. His sisters cried, "Lord, if you would have been here, he would never have died in the first place." But Jesus said, "Do not fear, this is for the glory of God. And I said, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God." And Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And the scriptures say that there were Pharisees there that believed on Jesus. But they were afraid of being kicked out of the synagogue. And it said that they feared man more than the fear of God. And I dare say that is true today with people. They go to the church system, they're reading the word, they're learning, they're growing, but then they are confronted with the fact of the merchants, the gospel merchants, the merchandisers of the holy things of God that have turned the Father's house into a den of thieves and robbers, and that they have to make a decision. Are they going to follow Jesus or are they going to follow the pastors? Of whom a man is overcome, the same has been brought into bondage. And the Lord has not called you to be in bondage to a man, to giving your monies to a man, to build, keep the system going. He's called you to give everything to him and to follow him. And if you follow Jesus, you will not walk in darkness. We are not to have fellowship with darkness, but we are to reprove it. We are to expose it. Because it's a shameful thing to even speak of the things that are done of them in secret. But God, who is light, is bringing these things to light. I point out today that Paul was a Pharisee, but he met Jesus. That God's sovereignty and wonderful wisdom did this, took a murderer, and turned him into a rescuer through the gospel of Jesus. Paul had to live the rest of his life dealing with the fact that he killed followers of Jesus. He said, I'm so unworthy. That's right. By grace are you saved through faith, not of works. And in Titus, not of works of righteousness that we have done, by his mercy, by the washing and regeneration of the Holy Spirit. This is why God did this with Paul. For the message of gospel of grace and through faith, mercy, his kindness. That you can know Jesus and be taught by Jesus. And you can follow Jesus and not be brought under the bondage of religious system that is dead. That is a sepulcher that men walk on and don't even know they're walking on. A tombstone. Nothing is new under the sun. So Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 5:11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. How did Paul know the terror of the Lord? He met the Lord. He'd been a destroyer, an opposer to God, and through opposer, a resister of the Holy Spirit, and murdered followers of Jesus. He was religious, a complete offense to the Lord, a hypocrite, an extortioner, using traditions of men and teaching them as the word of God. These are the things that Paul did, but he knew met Jesus Christ. He knew this is horrible to be on the wrong side of Jesus. And this is why he says, knowing this, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Rethink your ways, O man. Rethink your way, O Pharisee, O pastors, O masters. You're builders, but you reject the cornerstone, but the same has become the head of the corner. It's Jesus. And these builders that are rejecting Jesus Christ, they're not following him. They're not obeying him. They're using him. They will either fall upon the rock or the rock will fall on them and grind them to powder. I urge people to come out of your ignorance, your blindness, to seek the Lord, to stand with the Lord, to let him be your teacher. Let him teach you. Let him reveal the truth and walk in that light. Be the church. Don't go to the church. Be the assembly of the righteous by faith, for Jesus Christ is our righteousness by faith. Happy are you if you do these things. Woe unto those that do not. The time is short. The day is at hand. Call upon the name of the Lord. For the Lord will finish what he has begun in you if you let him.